Thank you. Hello. Hey, Doug. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Doug, we'll probably make this quick and fairly painless. Because I know you guys love to do these. You've had great success so far, you know, top four in the league in rushing. What do you kind of attribute that success to in terms of what Tampa Bay is doing on offense?
You know, that's to do with, you know, just feeling comfortable with the offense. You know, the line is doing a good job. You know, they had a lot of injuries due to the line, and a lot of guys stepped up and, you know, carried the flag and, you know, done a good job of doing their job and, you know, being able to stay on blocks and move people for the create holes for the running game. And also as well as, you know, being able to take shots down the field with Vincent and Mike and Underwood, and, you know, and that helps open up the run too. So just the overall, you know, overall offense.
What's your relationship like with Josh? Obviously, you get plenty of carries, but you also get a lot of swing passes and screen passes out of the backfield. What's y'all's relationship like on and off the field?
No, you know, on the field, I was real professional. You know, helps me out a lot. You know, when I ask him, you know, with my assignment or anything that I need to know or to help the play out. So it's real professional on the field. You know, off the field, we're, you know, we're great buddies. You know, we realize that we have the same birthday, so, you know, it kind of brings us closer. We have a lot of the similar interests, so, you know, we're pretty cool off the field.
What are you seeing out of this Panthers defensive line as you watch film this week, and what are they doing well right now?
Yeah, the front seven, their D linemen are pretty, you know, pretty aggressive. You know, I feel like that's the strength of their defense, and, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for our offense and our whole line. And they'll play them 34, the same thing. So, you know, we're going to go into this game and trying to face this challenge.
And my last question, I know that I've read where you aren't too fond of the muscle hamster nickname. How quickly do you hope that goes away?
I'm over it. I'm so over it. I hear it everywhere I go. I'm just, you know, if it goes away, it goes away. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, it's whatever.
Do you have a preferred nickname rather than the muscle hamster that you'd like to be called?
Honestly, don't. I just don't like that name. You know, people have hit me up with, you know, plenty of nicknames, but I haven't really chosen one. You know, you can't choose your own nickname, but we'll see.